This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The economic data of the day came to us from the Commerce Department this morning. Its monthly report on personal income and personal spending, both up. Better, actually, than you would expect here as we are in the fall of this pandemic. A lot of it traces back to the stimulus that we had, as David and Heather were talking about. Not up, though. Down, in fact, for the fifth month in a row, the personal savings rate. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains what's going on there.
Back in the spring, Andy, who didn't want us to use his last name, says his family was socking away cash. They got a $2,900 government relief check, saved most of that. He estimates altogether they saved
maybe somewhere between like $5,000 and $7,000. I mean, we weren't really going out to eat or anything, and we were pretty much hunkered down.
Those savings will come in handy now. Andy's in the retail business. With all the store closings, he's taking home less money, and he's not the only one. So it makes sense that, according to the Commerce Department, the personal savings rate, that is, the percentage of our disposable income that we save, is down, way down.
Gosh, it's less than half what the savings rate was during the pandemic peak.
That's Beth Ann Bovino, U.S. chief economist at S&P Global, which is a marketplace underwriter. She says the savings rate plummeted from around 33% last April, the highest rate since the government started keeping track, to about 14% last month. Bovino says that's partly because people bought more stuff, cars, home office equipment, but also there haven't been any more government relief payments.
That surge in government transfers was largely in April, and then it spiked in June, and now it has ended for many households.
Then the extra $600 a week federal unemployment payment stopped over the summer. Bill Bynum is CEO of Hope Credit Union, based in Jackson, Mississippi. He says now some of his customers don't have any income to save. In fact, they can't even pay their bills.
After the end of July into August, and we're really starting to see an uptick in delinquencies and people struggling to make ends meet.
Bynum says about a third of their borrowers have had trouble making payments. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.